I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. New U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods went into effect Tuesday, with China quickly announcing tariffs on U.S. imports in response. Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reports.
China retaliated within minutes, with its finance ministry announcing it will apply a 15% tariff on U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas on February 10th, as well as an additional 10% on crude oil, farm equipment, and some vehicles. A White House spokesperson had said Monday that President Donald Trump will be speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in the next couple of days. The call would be Trump and Xi's first known talks since Trump took office on January 20th. On Saturday, Trump ordered sweeping tariffs on goods not only from China, but also Mexico and Canada. Trump backed away from his tariff threat against Mexico and Canada on Monday after speaking to leaders of both countries.
That was Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reporting. The Israeli military reports at least six people were injured in a shooting attack at a checkpoint in the Israeli-occupied West Bank early Tuesday morning. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Israeli military says an attacker fired at soldiers at a checkpoint in the village of Tayasir. In a tense exchange, soldiers returned fire and the attacker was killed. Israeli media reports the wounded are soldiers and at least two of them are critically injured. Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group have praised the attack, but neither have claimed responsibility for it. Meanwhile, Israel has been carrying out an extensive operation in nearby Jenin over the past weeks to clamp down on what it says is military activity in the city. Soldiers and armed bulldozers have caused widespread damage and destroyed scores of homes. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Palestinian health officials say Israel fire has killed at least 20 Palestinians since the start of the Israeli operation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks Tuesday at the White House, with Israel's ceasefire with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip at the top of the agenda. The talks come at a key phase in the ceasefire. Israel and Hamas have less than 4 weeks to agree on the terms of the second phase, which would include the release of all remaining hostages held in Gaza, a permanent halt in fighting, and Israel's withdrawal from the territory. Speaking with reporters about the deal at the White House Monday, Trump said he had no assurances the ceasefire will hold.
And I've seen people brutalized. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. No, I have no guarantees that the peace is going to hold.
The president deferred to U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff, who said the agreement was holding so far and expressed hope it would continue. Witkoff was part of the push to secure the ceasefire deal. Ahead of the White House visit, Witkoff met with Netanyahu Monday. Netanyahu's office said in a statement the prime minister would meet with his security cabinet upon returning from the U.S. to discuss Israel's overall positions regarding the second stage of the deal. European Union trade ministers gathered in Warsaw Tuesday to discuss the bloc's global competitiveness and the transatlantic relations following threats of tariffs by U.S. President Donald Trump. Since taking office last month, Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on EU imports, prompting fears of a trade war with the 27-nation bloc. Speaking before the roundtable meeting, Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister Xavier Bettel said that the EU should be strong but united when dealing with Trump, and stressed that a trade war would result in inflation for U.S. consumers.
I think this is how we should deal with him, be strong but being united. I think this is our strengths, and being clear that America first doesn't mean America alone, because America needs partner too. And I'm sure we will find positive and constructive solutions.
Meanwhile, at the meeting, France's foreign trade minister Laurent Saint Martin said the EU must prepare for the worst, meaning retaliation if needed. Heavily armed gangs in Haiti have attacked the neighborhood of Kenskoff, home to most of the country's elite, killing at least 40 people. The VOA's Richard Green reports.
Kenskoff Mayor Jean Marcelin told the Associated Press gunmen with the Vive Ensemble gang coalition went house to house and indiscriminately opened fire. The dead include pastors, teachers, and children. Many victims are also working class people who tend crops on the outskirts of the neighborhood in the foothills of a mountain range. The neighborhood is home to many politicians and business leaders and had been largely untouched by violence. Gangs already control 85% of the capital, Port-au-Prince. More than 1 million people have been left homeless across Haiti in recent years due to gang violence. Richard Green, VOA News.
That wraps up this news update, but the news and the world never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.